Lesson 2.
Have you ever heard the word stereotype? It means saying, that everyone, in a certain group, shares the same characteristics. For example, women like pink, or Americans eat a lot of meat are stereotypes. However, stereotypes do not apply to all people. In the group. Naturally, some women don't like pink. And some Americans eat little or no meat. Stereotypes may be positive. Like all Australians are friendly. Or negative, like British food isn't tasty. But they are rarely true. We discussed this. In my college class, the other day, my professor talked about a recent survey. Of words used by non-Japanese to describe Japanese people. The top three words were polite, shy, and punctual. Do you agree? I don't. I'm not shy. And I'm often late. The same can be said of some of my friends. Also, I see many young people. Sleeping in the priority seats, on trains. While older people, or parents with small children, have to stand. I have a part-time job. At a family restaurant. My badge clearly shows my name. In kanji characters, Kinoshita Satoru. Despite this, customers often say things like, "Where are you from?" Are you an exchange student? Your Japanese is so good. Why do you think this happens? It's because I don't look Japanese. to some people. My father is Japanese. And my mother is from another country. I guess. I look more like my mother. As I have light brown hair and gray eyes. Even so, I was born, raised, and educated in Japan. In other words, I'm just as Japanese as you are. This is another example of a stereotype. Someone with light brown hair and gray eyes can't really be Japanese. I encourage you to be careful about stereotypes. Don't judge a person based on their gender, age, nationality, or appearance.